Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about Jill's new weekly live informational webinar. I described it a little bit yesterday. A week or so ago, Jill did a live, kind of a live free Facebook, YouTube, hour-long talk about one specific topic. And in that case, it was how to adjust your purchase price. Adjust it down after you send an offer out based on looking at the property, saying, hey, it doesn't have access or there's some issue with it. How to successfully do that, accomplish it with the seller without having the seller's mind blown. And so it got a massive positive response. And so everybody was kind of typing in what else Jill could provide, what other types of little, maybe 30-minute free, little tiny components of buying and selling land successfully. And it caught on. It caught on because Jill responded to it.
Yeah, the month before it was due diligence. I'm trying to think what I did before that too. I've been doing it every month, and then we realized that there's just such a demand that people are saying, can we do more? And so I was already thinking about it, and we'll talk more. I have some other ideas.
You notice when people say thank you to us all the time, but when they say, hey, you know, that was awesome, but I'd love to know about X, and they start giving us topic ideas, as crazy as it sounds, it's hard to come up. It's time-consuming to come up with topic ideas that people respond to well. Right. There's all kinds of stuff I'd love to talk about, but no one's going to listen at all. But when they tell you what they want to hear, right. You know, when you tell us what you want to hear, we'll produce it.
Right.
So please tell us. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Carly wrote, hi, other than looking at lot lines, how do I find out if a piece of land can be parceled out? Is this a hard process? Does it depend on the state/county? I'm looking in blank county, blank state, 50 acres. You're welcome.
Subdividing or, she says, parcel out is complicated as hell. And it's so intriguing, I'll tell you, you know, all of us at some point in the land business, me included, take a look at a 50 or 40 acre property and you say, you know what? I can buy this 40 acre property for $25,000. I can create 41 acre properties, sell them for $10,000 each and retire.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Let me tell you.
Sounds easy. No
and I think,
problem.
You know, I'll tell you, that happened in the 40s and 50s and 60s out west a lot, when there are no regulations at all. And it was very, in some cases, very irresponsibly completed or executed. And so a lot of laws were created and rules were created to stop people, you know, with good intentions. Two of them are in front of you right now from parceling out. We're going to call it parceling out property. The correct way to describe, there's two ways to split property, parcel split and subdivision. And subdivisions are probably where most of you are listening or watching right now, where it's a subdivided property. You can sort of see it from the top down. It's tiny little properties made out of, and there's a big, huge 2-year process that goes on with that. Parcel split's a different story, where you've got properties that are way, way, very rural, and you can take one property and maybe cut it in half, or those are all based on old farm or agricultural rules, where your daughter gets married and you ice out 40 acres in the back for you know, your daughter and her new husband and to farm it. So a lot of these old rules are left over. But in general, it's very difficult. And unless you've been in the business for a long time and you've got a real clear understanding of the laws and how the things work locally, it's very, very difficult to split up property. And that's the truth of it.
The point is here that how I see it is that they want to make sure nowadays the properties can be used and accessed as they should be. So if you're really doing this right, you're taking 40 acres and you're gonna have a bunch of, you're gonna really kind of have roads. You gotta really think about
utilities,
exactly how things are gonna go. You have to—
Can a fire truck get in there?
Right, you have to plan ahead and think about this stuff. And that's where it got to be a problem. People weren't doing that. They're just saying, eh, we're just going to cut this line here, cut this line there. Like, just take a ruler on a map, cut it up, and sell it. And, like, with no thoughts of what the person three parcels back, how they're going to get to it, and if they want to build there, and the utilities, and the, and like I said, everything that we just covered. That's I see why the rules, as they should, have come into play. Now we have, you know, the most recent one, it was so funny, the most recent one that we did, and it's like, oh gosh, it was Maricopa County, Arizona. And the beautiful thing was there's no access. Imagine, you know, if you have a big piece of dirt, right, and it's along a road, cutting it in half, you'd think that makes sense, right? Because you can access it, everything's great, utilities are right there, which it was. Check, 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 and check. And then even that was a, gosh, 90-day process, multiple meetings, multiple applications. You got to get how many people out there to walk it again and again and again. And by the way, you pay for all this. And then what's so funny is in the end, our buyer, they bought it before it was finished. So we kind of served it up on a platter for them, and they stopped the process. They didn't care. So it made me think too, like, don't even go there. Even though it looks like the perfect candidate, you think it'd be a sales, you know, a benefit for your buyer, not necessarily, you know.
The best thing that you can do if you have property that you think is a very logical split candidate, especially a subdivision candidate, number one, you're going to know that because there's a lot of other subdividing going on around you. So we've all driven out of town, especially out here out west, and there's cranes and subdivisions going in everywhere, housing projects. So I sit here and I'm real negative about it, saying, you know, well, forget it. It's hard and difficult, and it is. It's hard for individual people and land investors like us to get big stuff done like this. You don't have office buildings full of lawyers, because that's what it takes. We're in the business of buying an asset, doubling the price, and reselling it. But that said, it's very viable to buy farmland and sell it to somebody who knows all the rules and that has the contacts, and then understand, out west we call them entitlements. So it's not impossible, not by any stretch. It just takes a lot of planning, a lot of expertise, and a lot of legal dollars on your part to get some stuff done. You're way better off selling it to somebody who knows all that stuff, doubling your money, and getting out of there. We do that all the time instead of specializing in that, because you can only specialize in so much stuff.
That's perfect. So I would put that in the posting. If you know what's possible, put it in the posting and give them the phone number and say, here's the information I found out. Go for it.
Today's topic, new weekly live informational webinar by Jill. This is the meat of the show.
So we're probably the last that we talked about with my team, which was yesterday. We had a meeting yesterday. We're going to meet again, I think, tomorrow. We were looking at Tuesdays, just because Mondays are kind of nutty for people. But we're waiting for our people to reach out and just to confirm the best day. And then I think as this is airing today, it's Tuesday and it's election day. So it's not today, obviously. And that was one of the reasons we're like, we don't want to start it on this day. So sit tight, watch your email. And it should be starting a week from today. And if you don't have email, by the way, just reach out to support@landacademy.com if you want to know and get alerted to these live webinars. And it's free for everybody. We're going to do them. We've figured it out, and it's actually pretty awesome. I can do live on Facebook and live on YouTube at the same time, and I can see the questions come in and answer them right there on the fly. So it's amazing. Just reach out to my team and they'll make sure you will be notified. What do you want to say? What else you want to add?
No, I can't wait to see the topic list.
I know. So traditionally I've done things like big picture things, like, due diligence. How do I do due diligence in 5 minutes or less on a property? You know, we just did, you know, how to change your offer price, you know, after it's in the guy's hand and he signed it, which is a tough one for a lot of people. It is hard, but you just got to do it. Got to get out there. And it's funny. You said, I know I offered 30 and you signed it real fast. Well, now my offer's 10. It's hard, but you don't want to lose a deal. So you have to know how to do this stuff. So
every time I'm writing topics for anything, I gravitate back toward data. And why data is so important to get. And they offer campaign ops, so you can drive all that deal flow back to you. You send it all out there, some deal flow comes back to you, and then you'd start digging in and doing deals. And it's funny because if I say that in a room full of 20 people that aren't Land Academy people, just like, hey, I'm really interested in real estate, I'll lose probably 80 to 90% of them just saying that. Their eyes will roll over right away. Like, what do you mean data? Like, you have to look at a database, a data set, and send what? And you send some stuff out, and then, yeah, no, I'd rather watch TV.
Hey, do you want to do one of these once in a while?
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
Okay, good.
Once you get it all rolling and,
Work like, the kinks out.
No, where it's all institutionalized, so I can come in and just make a mess of it.
Yeah, right?
And
yeah,
it won't really affect
saying.
The whole success of it all.
Thanks. That'd be fun to see special guests today, and let's see what the turnout is. Just
we should try it with like a 5-year-old. You know what, Johnny? Today we're going to talk about data. What?
That's funny.
Because you're 5 and you understand data, right? No. Please get away. I understand dinosaurs.
All right, that's good. No, I'm thinking too. Like, I really want to hear your feedback. I mean, I'll get as detailed as, Title Pro, what we're doing with Title Pro and how I use Title Pro and, I don't know, pulling lien reports or things like that. I'm happy to get detailed if you want. I think that's a good use of this space. But then there's also big picture stuff. You know, I tell you, so much of our business is just sticking to the plan, man.
Yep.
And... I have been invited to several of our group's own accountability environments, if you will. You know where I'm going with this.
I do, and I can't wait to hear it.
Okay. And so this is on your stuff that you're working on right now too, which is amazing, on our own Land Academy sponsored, if you will, accountability group and environment, and I can't wait to hear how you roll it out and how it's gonna be. But anyway,
I have a meeting on this in 2 hours to execute it.
Oh, good.
There will be a full-blown ongoing Land Academy educational series / accountability group / there will be no holes and no reason for anyone not to, if they're stuck anywhere, to not go through a list of times where you can get online with me and whoever else is involved in this and really figure out, let's say the mail, or figure out on Jill's side, renegotiating a property or getting a first mailer out or choosing a county or any of these little tiny topics that go on. So we're really gonna fill the holes. I didn't know there were any holes, but we're getting a lot of feedback like, hey, I can't get my first mailer out. You know, I just need this and this, and I think really what they need to do is talk about it, which is fine.
Right, it's not like-
I'm happy to be available for that.
I agree with you, I don't think there's holes. What it is people aren't held accountable. That's it. Mm-hmm. It's like I gave you the book and I'm expecting you to read it instead of, all right, chapter one, now we're going to talk about it. Chapter two, now we're going to talk about it. You know that, and some people blow through it. You would get this syllabus of a class. This is it. There's two different people. You would get a syllabus of a class, blow through it, be done, and have fun. And you know what's so funny? That's how I am too.
I know you are.
I'd be like, oh, I'm all done. I got all the next 6 classes done. I don't have to show up, do I? You know, well, that was when I first went to college and I found out, what do you mean I don't have to be here every day? I can just show up when I want to and then take the test. I'm like, yeah, this is great. But some people can't do that. They need the structure and the goal setting and the MDB held accountable. So that's what your thing is.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, in a huge dose of empathy here, for some reason, sending out a mailer for me and staying on top of all this is easy. But do I get up in the morning and work out every day? Hell no. That's really hard for me, true.
That's fair.
Admittedly. So, what do I do then? I get extra help.
That's a great example.
I hire somebody to make me accountable to do that.
And that's what this is.
Right.
That was a perfect way to state it. It's exactly the same. So I guess the thing is, so you're working on that, and I'm working on these little tidbit, informational, informative pieces of our business. But I guess my whole point was, the stuff I want to do still is I want to keep with them stuff that you need to do, because there's a lot of stuff floating around that people don't need to do. I guess that's my point. Some, I see people in our group get really distracted by, I should be learning how to rezone property. Really? Should you? No. You should be looking how to do 10 more deals this month than you did last month. That's what I'd rather you do versus learning how to rezone something. And go ahead.
There's exactly 10 steps to this. Mm-hmm. And they're, if you break them all out, they're easy bite-sized steps. You know, starting with choosing a county. And first getting education, then choosing a county. And if you don't, if you just do one step at a time, you're going to end up happy with the deal flow and probably wealthy inside of 12 months. And that's the truth of it. But there are people that, like Jill said, I call it engineering syndrome. You know, if you're married to an engineer or you are an engineer, and if you say this right to an engineer, I can say this because I'm an accountant, because I have it. I have a lot of it too. If you ever sat down with an engineer and watched them complicate stuff and watched, and accountants do it too, just create steps where there aren't and put stuff over here and try it. And, you know, and all of a sudden it's just a big, huge 2-week project when all you're really trying to do is run a wire from A to B. You know, it's entertaining. I'm just guilty of it on certain stuff. For this, I'm not, for some reason. So I think I see that happening because it comes with, there are a lot of people in our group that are so crazy intelligent that they start stepping on their own feet.
No, it's so funny you bring that up, because I just remember we had this employee for a while that, like, I'm not that way. I'm like, what do you need done? I'll get it done and then move on. But we had this employee that her every task had to be broken out into steps. And by the time she broke out all the steps, created tick sheets and base camp tracking and forms for it, I'm like, you could have been done 2 days ago. I don't understand why it took so long just to define the steps. In my mind, it's like you don't want to do the job. You don't want to do it. It's like procrastinating. But maybe it's just, it's an engineer. I'm not an engineer.
If you're listening to this and this little sub rant that Joe and I are going through right now, and it makes sense to you, and you're like, yeah, I catch myself doing that, and I know how to stop it, and I can get back on track. Or yeah, my husband's just like that. Whatever. if you identify with this, you're gonna do fantastic at whatever you do in life. If you know that it's the people that are, they look up from their desk and they're like, well, what do you mean? It's 3 weeks later. Oh, I still haven't gotten my business cards printed yet. Then you're going to have some probably the last episode you're going to listen to.
Well, it's probably the same with everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, not land investment.
Not land.
It's a personality disorder. Yeah. Closer to that than it is an issue with land.
Not sure if my live web call can help with that or the accountability group will, but we will do our best. Happy you could join us today. Monday through Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is how to execute an offer campaign for commercial property. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You know what Jill said to me right before we sat down and recorded this episode? I just read an article where commercial property owners are handing the keys back to lenders and tenants in droves right now because of the COVID.
Yep. They are watching the property values decline so horribly that they're like, I don't know what to do.
We're in for a massive, I'm in the middle of writing a blog. I stopped to actually record today, stopped writing the blog, and I'm writing it on this topic. And it's not necessarily on commercial real estate, but it's just the state of real estate that we're in. And this is unprecedented time. And when this kind of thing happens, it creates a massive opportunity, massive opportunity for people like us, where we can actually identify that there's a hole in the office market, let's say, send a bunch of offers out and buy assets that are, you know, 10% of what they were worth 8 months ago.
Exactly.
I'll save it for tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable, and we really appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please get on over to our YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button.
And your comments and suggestions help us to create the type of content you're here for. Hitting the like button helps support our channel's algorithms and gauge your interest for future shows.
We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.